Go ahead, Rocky.
How you doing, Anna?
I'm doing.
You're looking a lot better today.
I am.
Yes,
Why?
you
I looked at my new passport photo. It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
are.
My hair is sticking out on one side, and I have bags under my eyes. I look like I've been up for about 50 hours.
Well, you probably was.
Well, I'm looking at this and we were commenting on what a terrible photo it was. And but then, we stopped and we thought, anyone who's likely to be looking at my passport photo is probably going to find me in an airport where I've been drugged through and a knothole and been on six different flights and got waylaid. And, I'll probably look just like that.
Probably would,
Right.
my question is about the Union State. What kind of either pillars or committees or whatever would that the Union State would need to actually function with all the others, the counties?
Well, it needs basically all of the functions that you think of, except the international business functions. The union states deal with national issues only. Okay. So you wouldn't have the international business functions, but you would have local government issues in terms of, for example, management of land and soil, and especially like soil conservation and surface water issues, dams, levees, potable water for communities. I mean, these are all local issues, and that's where you see the counties and the union states having their greatest functionality.
Okay, so it would be similar to the counties in on their what the pillars or what committees they would need to run. And
Yes.
but you're tying them all to all the counties together would be pulling into that.
Right. And really, the union states traditionally have been more in terms of reflecting concerns of the counties, like when the counties have a floodplain, say, and you've got seven counties that are affected by the same flood. Plain, or you have three counties that are affected by a say a like a Superfund pollution site that is partly in three counties. That's where the union state really comes forward and has its powers to be able to address those multi-county issues and do it together, to do it mutually. It's really a very powerful position, but it has to do with the things that affect your life here and now in your communities. So the union state is very precious and very powerful, when it comes to those things that lap over county borders and affect more than one county.
That's kind of what I was thinking too. The next thing is I'm building this voting software, to do our elections and stuff. And one of the questions that people come up with is that we're supposed to be doing like raising of hands or, secret ballots or whatever, right? And
Right.
the problem and the bad is because we're a 24-hour state, it's hard to get everybody involved or able to vote that want to vote because they have to work or whatever. So that's the reason I was trying to come up with some kind of software. I'm almost done with it now that we could give them like 3, 4 days a week, whatever, that you can go in here, you log in, and basically you do your vote and you're done, right? And then everybody would be able to see the tallies. It'd be fully open so everybody could see what's going on, right? Is that okay, or is that something that we shouldn't be doing?
Well, automation of voting is a very contentious subject. On one hand, it does give rise to opportunities to hack elections, as we've seen. And the more sophisticated a system is, doesn't mean it's more secure. That's
Right.
one of the oddball things about, automated digital type voting. The means that we have to identify the one man, one vote principle is key. And the other thing is whether it's an open ballot process where everybody can see how everybody else voted, or if it's a secret ballot. Now, our government traditionally holds with the secret ballot. However, there are things, there are occasions when we have an open balloting process and it's just, everybody raising their hand. Both traditions exist in the counties, and either one can be effective depending on what the subject matter of the vote is. Traditionally, the secret ballot is employed where there's some question where people might be singled out if they oppose something or support something.
That's what I was thinking too.
But other things like, typically things that are not that contentious, like,
Well, I mostly want to use it for the committees, to voting on committees, voting on different things that we need to do in the union state and the counties. And that way it gives it an open platform so everybody can get into. I don't know if you know too, I'm writing the Nevada LRO too, and I've tied this voting to that. So you have to have an LRO account and you can vote. That means I'm getting a one-to-one vote. So everybody that is an ASN or an ASC are allowed to vote based on, because you have an LRO account, right? So that's what I was trying to do to make it where it's easier to manage and easier to for people to vote. You know what I'm saying? And the vote on things that we need to do is like you're talking about disaster stuff, and we need something to do, and we need a vote right away. I can throw it out there. Everybody can just log on, vote on it, and we can go do it, right? So instead of, trying to throw a quick meeting or something, we can throw an email out, go vote on this. It's already out there, and let them vote on it, right? So that was my ideal. Is I don't want to overstep or do something that we really shouldn't be doing, because we should be an open government and people should have access to what we're doing. It's the way I look at it. So, it's anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I just hoping I'm doing the right things,
Well, it sounds reasonable. Just remember that some votes do reasonably require a secret ballot.
Yeah, this could be either way, because it depends on the reporting on it afterwards. If we can just make it open, we can show everybody that voted. Or, right now what I have is just a total page. It just shows you whatever the different person is and how many yes, no's, and what abstains they have, right? So that's more of a secret type vote. So you don't know who voted on them, but the votes are all there and they're counted, right? That kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's, I don't know. I think I'm going the right way. It's, I don't know if you really know, because I'm a software developer. I've been doing it for over 40 years. Okay. So I'm using my skills on what I do for a living to volunteer and give my stuff to the state. You know what I'm saying? And this is just some areas I can do things. And, I wanted the guidance, make sure I was doing the right thing.
Well, as long as you leave yourself a way of being able to, as you say, identify that the person is eligible to vote, have a means by which to do votes that are open, and a way to do votes that are secret. I mean, if you've got both those in place, then there's no reason why you can't use a automated system.
Yeah, I'm just a firm believer that I believe everybody should have the right to speak up in their assemblies. And everybody should be able to vote, right? Now I'm trying to come up with ways to get more people involved.
Well, absolutely. And people do, I think they do appreciate the ease that the new technologies have introduced into our lives. But there are certainly some occasions, and there may be some votes, where you will wind up wanting to use paper ballots. So, remember that just because digital voting is so very easy compared to what you go through with paper votes, there are some things that you do need to paper ballot.
So I guess if you're doing your roll elections for officers and all that, I would assume we would need to do paper ballots because that would be more, I don't know, more, just there, where people can see what's really going on.
Yeah, so there's something in the hand. There's some hard copy that you can go back and check, and it is or it isn't. Those sorts of things are very important. And but for things like committee meetings, and we're going to, vote a proposal in committee, yay or nay, or we're going to table something in committee. Those sorts of votes can certainly be tallied with digital means, and I'm sure all the other states would find that very helpful too.
Anyway, I yield. That's all I wanted to say. And you look good. Thank you.
Believe me.
You were looking really draw down the last few whatever.
Oh,
But
well, I, yeah.
today you look more alive.
Well,
And
good.
it's I'm real happy because of it. Anyway, I yield. I'll see you later.
Thank you, Rocky. Okay, Gregory, go ahead.
Hear me.
Yeah, just fine.
Okay, I got two questions.